Bank of Carter. This is Patrick.
Hey, Patrick. I got some in the mail from you guys here over the weekend, and maybe you can help me out on
what. Yeah, yeah. You want to just let me get that 16-digit code on it, and I'll pull up your file here.
The confirmation code?
I mean, yes, sir. Reservation? Yep.
You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
2511.
Uh-huh.
-2901.
Yep.
-0040.
Uh-huh.
-3827.
3827.
Yeah.
Perfect. Bear with me while I'm pulling up your file here. And who is it that I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
It's Mark Eisenberg.
Mark, nice to meet you, Mark. And it looks like you're calling with M&M Lighting, is that correct?
Yep, it's my company.
Perfect. Are you the owner out there?
Yep.
Oh, awesome. So I just got to confirm.
Where are you guys at?
We're actually located in San Diego.
Okay.
Looks like you guys are out there in New Jersey?
Yep.
Perfect. All right, Mark, I just got to confirm a few pieces here on file of information, then I'll go ahead and answer any questions you have. You said you're the owner for you guys?
Yep.
Are you 100%?
100%.
Awesome. How long have you been running the show out there? Looks like since 2009, is that correct?
No, since 91.
91, nice.
I've
quite some time then, huh?
Yeah.
You've been running all by yourself the whole time?
All by myself.
Nice. Do you start it up and everything yourself as well?
Yep.
How do you structure your business out there, Mark?
Well, here's my thing. I have the lighting company, which I sell and I deliver bulbs and stuff like that to, and ballast. But
okay.
A couple of years ago, I picked up I was offered a couple lines of circuit breakers.
Uh-huh.
And I have awesome numbers. And the problem running into...
Uh-huh.
Problem running, not for the lighting, because I have... It's all part of the same blanket. The problem I'm running into
mm-hmm.
is that the orders are coming in so much faster than I have money for.
Okay.
Now, I have two funding lines.
Patrick, is that you?
That are going on. But what I'm looking to do is get a larger one, pay those off, and then get a little longer term.
Okay. So basically, you're just looking for some cash to kind of go in between?
I'm looking for some more cash. I have two lines. One's got like 42,000 left on it. One's got like 10,000. But I'm looking to condense that plus get some extra money in one line and have a little longer term to pay for it.
Okay. Yeah, I got you.
Now the only problem I had, Patrick, was a few years ago. I was sick for a while. I had a heart attack and my credit got hurt a little bit. Now I'm working on bringing it back. And
okay.
If you look at my history with my daily payments on these things, I have never been late one day.
Awesome, awesome. Sounds like you're a pretty reliable lender then, trying to get that credit back up.
Yeah, that's what I'm working on, but it's going to take time for that. But
yeah, I understand.
I have so many more orders than I have money for it, and the problem. And I was looking into factoring a little bit,
mm-hmm.
but they don't want to do that with. See, with the circuit breakers,
mm-hmm.
you have to prepay for it before it comes to you.
Okay,
Factors want it after it goes to customers, then they want it.
Right, right.
I need the front end.
Okay, I gotcha. Well, yeah, definitely sounds like something we can, do to help you out. You know, I actually work with a few situations where they're, very similar to that with, orders, inventory, the whole deal. So, nothing to worry about. And also with the credit, you kind of went over it briefly. We do have, credit tiers A to D for programs, even with past bankruptcies. So, although that is one of our factors, the one key crucial thing that's going to really ding you. It will come into play, but, just kind of throwing that out there that, not something to, really be concerned about. But if you wouldn't mind, I just got to confirm a few pieces of information real quick, then we can kind of dive into that. How do you...
One thing before you do that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would never file bankruptcy.
I'm
working this thing through myself. I would never do that.
Yeah, I was just throwing that out there, kind of, letting you know how we work. So, credit tiers A to D, even the past bankruptcy ones, and generally we approve about 9 out of 10 applicants. So, I'm just kind of letting you know we do have a lot of programs over here too, and, really a lot of, programs help, with a lot of situations. So, no worry on that at all.
I need help, Patrick. I need help for to fill these orders. I need help. This opportunity is so great, and I can't just go back.
Yeah, exactly. And, that's a great thing about these loans, too, especially with this situation, because, how fast are you going to, flip it? How fast could you, turn that around?
Well, here's the thing. When I place an order for breakers, it takes 30 days from when I order it to when I get paid, because I order it, takes about 2 weeks to get to my vendor, a week to get to me, and then I get it to my customers, and there is all COD on that. There is no terms on that stuff.
Okay, I gotcha.
So it's about a 31-day, between a 30 and 35-day window.
So but you can do that pretty fast then.
Yeah, but the problem running into is, you know, the lines that I have, the funding already, one's taking 212 out a day, another now is taking 122 out a day. Well, if I start losing, you know, that's for the 212 comes out every day now for another, like, 8 months. The other one is 4.5 months of taking out 122 a day. Well, those things add up as compared to trying to fill these orders. So if I can get longer terms, you know what I'm saying, and pay,
gotcha.
Pay that other shit off, and, you know, you see what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, no, I gotcha. We'll tackle this one by one, definitely. I'll help you out, definitely, over here. So back to just the company real quick. M&M Lighting, that's the business name?
Yes, Incorporated,
okay.
Yeah.
Incorporated? And how do you structure the business out there? Are you guys a LLC, S-Corp?
I think I'm an LLC.
Okay, and you guys, is that also the DBA name for you guys too, M&M?
Is that what?
The DBA name you're doing business as?
Yes.
Okay, billing address still P.O. Box 90, looks like Voorhees, did I say that right?
Yep.
Out in Jersey, 08043?
Correct.
Perfect. And best phone number, just in case we get disconnected, the one I got here on file is 856-751-9243.
That's the office. I can give you my cell phone number if you need it.
Yeah. What is it?
609-381-0076.
0076. And what's the best email for you as well, Mark?
MMLight, one, numerical one, up and down. At yahoo.com.
So I got mmlight1@yahoo.com?
Yeah. Yep, up and down. Don't spell it out. Just numerical up and down.
Okay, I gotcha. And so just the number one, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, perfect. And then, all right, so how much would you be looking to bring on? Sounds like you got a, we're trying to get this inventory, and then you also said refi?
The refi, so I probably have around like 55,000 that I have to refi.
Okay.
Right.
How many loans out do you have currently?
Two.
And who are those both with?
One is with Snap.
Okay.
And the other one I recently got with I'll tell you in a second who they are.
All right.
Just bear me one sec.
You're fine, man.
It is Pearl Capital.
Pearl, awesome. How long have you had those for?
The one that I've had with Snap. Originally I had one with Rapid about a year and a half ago.
But
then I finished that up. Yeah, I finished that up.
Okay.
Then I went with Snap. I've had that since January, and then they gave me a little bit more money in June.
Okay.
And then just real recently with Pearl.
Okay, perfect. Could I just, when you originally took, well, how long since you paid off the one with Rapid? I'll start with that one.
I think that one went down, that got paid off in January.
Okay, so it's been a while?
Last January, yeah. So that's, perfect, the one perfect. With Snap paid that off, plus they got.
Right, and then you renewed that in June, you said?
Yeah.
And then originally with Snap, how much did you take on back in January?
Well, originally with Snap was a year before that. I took on 22.5.
Okay.
And then I got something else. I got another additional, maybe another 10 or 12.
And that was this recently, this June?
No, that was June of 15.
Okay, of 15?
Yeah.
Okay, I gotcha. Perfect. And then how much remaining do you have left on that, that 10 to 15? With Snap?
I have zero balance with Snap.
Okay, how long ago has it been since you paid those ones off?
That was Snap was paid off in January of 16.
Okay, January of 16.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry. Wait a second. I'm confusing myself here. Rapid, I had no balance with.
Right, that's what I thought. You're still current on Snap, correct?
Yes. I still have 42 on that, something like that.
Okay, so was that breakdown all for Rapid, the 10 to or 12 and then the 22.5?
That was both with Rapid in 2015. Those
okay.
I have zero balance. I'm not with them anymore. But if the, you want to use them as a credit where they check, they pay me with them.
It's fine. That will, you know, come into play down the road. I'm just trying to get the breakdown of each loan here real quick. So then with Snap, how much do you still have current left on that one?
About 42.
Okay.
But each day it drops 212.
What's the payment like, 212 a day?
Yes.
Okay. And how long have you had that one on?
I've had that since January, and then they gave me a little bit more money in June. January of 16, and then June of 16 gave me a little bit more.
How much did they give you back in June?
I take another 23.
Okay. So what was the original amount you took on January?
Shit. Let me think. And you know what? I have an email. I really don't remember offhand. Let me think. Maybe in the 20s again?
And then you got an additional 20 back this recently this June?
Yeah.
Perfect. Did you end up using the original 20K that you got on from them? Or do you still have that, and then you had the extension bringing it to about 40-ish?
And that's where the exactly right.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, just trying to get the breakdown, because especially if we're going to look to refi these. Also, when we go ahead and, you know, move forward with that application process, if you want to just attach both of the breakdowns for Snap and Pearl, just kind of the cover letter for each of those loans, because I'm going to need the breakdown of, you know, each, so we can get the remaining and whatnot as well.
The cover letter. What do you mean?
Yeah, like it's a contract letter almost, you know, whatever you want to call it. When you originally sign those loans, the breakdown page where it has, you know, your amount, your term, your length, rate, you know, all that stuff. So
I'm gonna call them for that stuff or so over there.
Yeah, you should have all that stuff still too. But with the Pearl as well, how much do you still have remaining on that one?
I just started with Pearl, so it's gonna be about 11.
Okay, and when do you say you just started that one?
Just about a week and change ago.
Oh, wow.
Yours
so,
came, you know, because what happened was, you know, I look and I go, the orders are just coming in. And I'm like, this isn't even going to cover that. And then I'm going, meanwhile, now they're taking 330 out a day.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get stuck. And then, because I still have my regular lighting stuff, my day-to-day lighting stuff. And then I got your letter on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the thing with longer terms and the whole thing there. And I go, you know what? This could be something that could really help me, and that's how I got to you today.
Okay, perfect. And you said you had about 12 left. Was that right with Pearl or 10?
About 11.
11. What was the principal amount that you originally took on? About 12, I'm guessing, or 11?
No, they gave me 8, and I'm gonna be paying back 11.
Okay, I gotcha. Perfect.
But it's a short-term loan. It's only over 4.5 months. But I'm like, you know, you keep throwing these 212s and the 122s in. It's
right. Okay, and so on this new one, just like kind of ideally, what kind of, you know, loan would you be looking for? Would you be looking for more weekly, daily, longer, shorter? You know, just kind of give me an idea theoretically on longer.
Longer. I've never missed a payment with my day-to-day payments.
Uh-huh.
But I know ultimately I would sound stupid, but if I could have more money and longer terms,
it would
really help in paying and picking up paying all these orders, paying for all these orders.
Mm-hmm. And then how much would you be looking to bring on for, you know, all the inventory and for all the orders?
Well, here's the thing. I'm only looking to buy the stuff. I'm not looking for inventory.
Okay.
Like, I don't stock. I won't stock. To me, it's like, if I get an order for $30,000, $30,000 in circuit breakers, I'm ordering the $30,000. I'm not ordering 40 to put 10 in stock over there.
Right.
I'm only ordering as people get it. So I'm just looking for, but it's just going to be constant reorders. You know what I mean?
Right. So how much would you be looking to bring on? Just a kind of ballpark range.
In addition to paying off those other two lines?
Yeah.
I would like a total, if I could. Let me see what we got.
So, yeah, right now I got about 50-ish off your current loans, 42 with Snap, and then about 8-ish with Pearl.
Right.
Or no, the 11. So we'd be somewhere around, you know, 50K for those, for the refi. 50, and then how much would you be looking to, you know, net off that?
In addition to that.
Right, for all the orders and everything that we, you know, talked about.
Well, if I could wind up with around 85 or 90 total.
Total, so about 30 to net-ish?
Yeah, about another 30 on top of that, yeah.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And so that'd be more what you almost need than, you know, want per se.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I need exactly.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, just trying to, you know, line it all out so we can tackle this all, you know, one by one. Another one of our factors over here, too, is annual sales. To kind of give you a better idea, you know, what do you guys do for 2015 in sales?
We do about, I'm trying to think of some of my things here. I guess 30,000 a month or so, 40,000 a month sometimes.
Okay.
In deposits.
What did what did you guys get on the tax return for last year? What was the annual sales?
Well, my return, I have to finish up. I have my 14. I have to finish up my.
Are you still on extension for 15?
We did an extension for 15, and he sent it in. My accountant sent it in, but right. I have to get more stuff to get it amended.
Okay. Do you have a copy of the extension, maybe? Because we are going to need a copy of the tax return as well with the.
I can give you the 14. Return with a copy of the 15 extension.
Exactly, that's perfect. Just what I was just going to say. I'll need so. I'll go ahead and, you know, email all that over to you when we get off the phone too. Just kind of the list of what it is we'll need. But just to let you know right now, basically it is just that copy of the tax return. Since you guys are still on extension, we can still work with that. No worries. We're just going to need the copy for 15 and then the copy of 14 because we do need the ownership breakdown and whatnot as well.
So you need the 14 and the extension for 15.
Uh-huh, exactly. And I'll shoot you all of that over in the email as well. Along with that, we're just going to need 6 months of the most recent business bank statement so we can get the, you know, overall health of the business, whatnot. And then I'll shoot you over the one-page application. Very simple, straightforward, just app. You know, shouldn't really have any questions on that. If you do, go ahead and give me a call. But that's pretty much about it. And then along with the cover letters or almost the breakdown letters, whatever you want to call it, for Snap and Pearl.
Okay. Now, like I said, the credit's not gonna show great, but if you look at my history, look at my thing, I've never missed a payment with those guys. So
awesome. Yeah, no worries on that. What's what was the credit like last time you had that checked?
In the fives.
Fives? And yeah. How recent was that?
I'm sure it was about maybe a month and a half ago. It used to be early in the fours over here. I'm working on getting everything.
right.
You know, I'm working on, like, the problem is the old credit cards and stuff like that that I used to work.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm calling them up and trying to work something out with them. So we're slowly getting things back.
Do you guys accept credit cards too for payments from your customers?
I take credit cards, but I'm locked in with a family member on my for my credit card processing.
Okay. Like what portion of your sales are from credit cards too?
Not much. I run maybe the card 3-4 times a month.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so I won't go ahead and I won't need the merch statements or anything like that.
Yeah, there's nothing on that. The statements may be 2,000, 1,800, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, no worries. And then, you know, what kind of return would you be looking to get on this investment too? I know you mentioned that you flip these orders pretty soon.
I make anywhere between 10 and 20%.
10 and 20 on the return?
Yes.
Perfect. So another one of you know, our exclusive programs, we do a lot of renewals over here. A lot of our customers, you know, our renewal customers, because of the programs that we have, we actually offer prepayment discounts. And about halfway through your initial loan with us, you're eligible for refinance at longer terms and longer or larger amounts. Excuse me. So
especially.
I'm telling you, Patrick, I was just gonna say.
That.
I mean, if you can turn that.
Forever.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, this sounds like something I've been looking for a while.
Exactly.
Help me on this. Figure out a way to And I will be loyal to you guys. And I've been in business 25 years. I will stick strictly with you guys.
I got you, Mark. That's what I like to hear, man. And we're pretty straightforward. I mean, I'm a straight shooter over here, and I'll, you know, get my best foot forward on, you know, whatever programs you're eligible. But, you know, definitely what I like to hear, and we can, you know, make some business happen. Especially with, you know, those renewals and, you know, how fast you said you can turn that.
Yeah. I mean, absolutely. That does flip quick. I mean, I can even email you pictures of my purchase order, stuff like that. I mean, show you guys what I got over here.
Go ahead, sorry.
The main thing is, too, is getting rid of those two lines and just doing one thing with a longer term. Because, you know, the problem is if I order stuff today, it takes a couple weeks to get in. Well, $330 a day for 2 weeks, you know, Right there, all of a sudden it's $3,300 they already take out of there before I even get the stuff given to me on top of it.
Right.
So if I have longer terms, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, it will definitely open up a lot of it, too. A lot of times with the first-time customers, you know, you're eligible for the daily and weekly payment. We do have monthly, but that's more, you know, not eligible for our first-time customers.
I'll pay weekly if I get. I mean, and I'll even do daily if we get the number lower enough. That stuff over there. I'm very open with all. I'm very flexible with all that stuff.
Perfect.
I just need someone to help me.
Yeah, I got you. Definitely. I was just gonna say, have you been shopping anywhere else? Have you gone anywhere else for this loan?
I haven't done anything. I've been sitting up at night like cold sweating because I'm fucking getting these orders in and I can't cover this, and I'm really, really upset. You know, my day-to-day lighting stuff I do, but this other stuff here is a monster thing here, and I can't run. I got to finish this thing through. I got to push this because this is
awesome. Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, we do work really fast over here, too, and I know it's even Monday, so I'll go ahead and shoot this all over to you right when we get off the phone, but if you end up getting everything back to me, I probably can even get you, hopefully, answered by tomorrow. Typically, when I get the whole package back, I can get an answer within about 24 hours of receiving it, so.
Okay. Let me ask you, how do I get my statements over to you, my bank statements?
You can download an online version, the PDF, or even if you want to scan them and fax them, whatever works easiest for you. But or even if you know you just want to take a picture and email it to me, that works too.
What's that? My statements?
Yeah, just like electronically. I mean, if you have an iPhone or anything like that.
My statements are like each month is like 10 pages to it.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. If you just want to scan it or even download the online version, I know that's you know, pretty easy and what a lot of our customers actually do over here.
That's what I don't know how to do.
If you who do you bank with?
I bank with a bank called TD Bank. They're big on the East Coast here in Canada.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you just go onto their website, you can download a PDF version. It should, when you just check the statements, you should just be able to download a PDF version right there.
And then once I download that.
Yeah, if you download that, just attach to the email and shoot it on over along with the application and then a copy of the tax returns. And then
I have from my accountant.
Okay, yeah, so if you want to just get those from him or her.
Well, you know what, let me see something right here with this. From my accountant, I'm trying to find what he sent me. Just bear me one second, Patrick. I'm looking for this.
Oh, you're fine.
I have my phone here, so if I could. Okay. So, I want to forward this.
No, he's not.
What is your email address?
It's, I can actually give you my number as well, too, because this one that you reached me on is the hotline number over here.
Okay. I'm going to send this over to you now. I want to make sure you get it.
Yeah, go ahead. It's Patrick, my first name.
P-A-T-R-I-C-K.
Yep, dot, or period, Stanley, S-T-A-N-L-E-Y.
S-T-A-N-L-E-Y.
Yep, and then at bankofcardiff.com.
Bank of C A R D I F F.
Yes, sir.
Bank of Or
and I'm actually going to shoot you one over right now as well. I'll shoot you over that that list of everything it is we'll need. And then also, could I leave you with my number too? So you have my direct line.
It was rejected by the server. I'm going to have to try a different one. Yeah, let me have a... First of all, it's a... Let me see, it's Patrick.
Uh-huh.
Dot Stanley.
Yep.
At Bank of Cardiff.com.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, what numbers do you have for me?
It's 858.
858.
252.
252.
1481.
Patrick, that's your direct line?
Yes, sir.
How long have you been working with them?
A few years now, actually, so.
Okay, good.
Yeah, but, you know, our bank's been open about, you know, 15 years down here, too, so, you know, pretty credible.
Yeah, but I like dealing with one person on that.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I'll be the one handling all your files, so it's not like you're going to be dealing with anybody else every time you call up or anything, so.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime,
you know,
man.
You know, it's pretty much, like I said, I'll do the refi, and as much as I can get for a, you know, $30,000-$35,000 on top of that to cover a bunch of stuff, and then just have it over, if I can have it over a 3-year term.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys do 3 years with that stuff.
Yeah, typically with those term lengths on those, you know, they're 3 months to 36. And typically with the first time customers, it's, you know, that 18 to 24-ish, especially if we try and switch it out. But I can, you know, definitely make a note of that and try and, you know, get you longer terms.
You see what I'm trying to do.
Okay. Yep, I gotcha. I'm actually going to shoot you that email right now, and we're actually going through some phone problems over here at the bank. They're getting ready to reset it, so I don't want to get shut off while we're on the phone. But I actually have this email typed up. If you want to just confirm that you got it real quick, I'm going to shoot it over right now. Are you in front of your computer and everything?
Yep.
Perfect. All right, Mark. And you spell M-A-R-C, correct?
Correct. Now, how'd you get my name? I guess because I've taken a loan out before, right?
Uh-huh, exactly.
Okay.
Perfect. All right, I just shot it over, so you should be getting that pretty soon. All right, yeah, hey, they're letting me know that I'm just about to get disconnected on you, so I did shoot that over. Do you end up getting it?
Not yet.
All right, perfect. How about... You want me to just give you a call back in about an hour, and I can just check in on you, make sure you got that, and make sure...
You know what? It just came over.
Perfect, perfect. All right, then give me a call if you have any questions. Other than that, I'll keep my eye out, and the sooner I get that back from you, the sooner I'll be able to get you some answers.
We'll start working together. Sounds good.
Awesome, Mark. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Patrick.
Yeah, anytime. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.